From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's a joy to be able to come to you on this Thursday as we continue our study from Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41 on faith over fear. And I trust that you've been able to be with us throughout the course of this week because we've covered a lot of information and a lot of material on the concept of faith over fear. And we are living in a day and age when there are many Christians, many born-again believers, who are fearful due to various things that are taking place in the world around them. And the Bible teaches us that the just shall live by faith. Who are the just? The just are those who know Jesus Christ as Savior. And we know that we are justified by faith in Jesus Christ. But also, if we are going to live to please the Lord Jesus Christ, it takes continuous acts of faith, faith in God, depending upon Him to see us through the storms of life. And that's what we've been talking about from the book of Mark, chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. And the theme has been faith over fear. And I've been defining faith in our study this week as the unwavering confidence in the power, the provision, and the protection of God. And God always is the object of real faith, and our faith must consistently be in God. On the other hand, fear is the feeling of anxiety concerning the outcome of something or the safety and well-being of someone. And we must not live by fear. In Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10, God says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee." Think about that today, folks. God says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee." What more do we want? And I don't know what it is that you might be going through right now that is bringing fear into your life. Don't fear. Have faith in God's presence and His power and provision and protection, because He is there right now to take care of you no matter what you're going through. And that's what we find here in Mark chapter 4. And again, we see the situation where the disciples and the Lord Jesus Christ were going across the Sea of Galilee, and a great storm came up, and the disciples became fearful. But Jesus was in the boat, and yet they did not realize that He cared for them more than they cared for themselves, and that He would take care of them. Allow me again to read the passage, as I've been reading every day this week, so that we can get the gist of what the Word of God is teaching us. It's Mark chapter 4, beginning with verse 35, where it says, "And the same day when the even was come, He," that is Jesus, "said unto them," His disciples, "Let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took Him even as He was in the ship. And there were also with Him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And He was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake Him, and say unto Him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Then He arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was great calm. And He said unto them, Why are ye so fearful?" Folks, ask yourself that question today. Why are you so fearful? And then Jesus goes on to say, "How is it that you have no faith?" And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, "What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey Him?" I tell you what, there's a lot of teaching in that passage of Scripture, and I've been trying to bring it out for you throughout the course of this week. Yesterday, we noted the presence of the storm, and we see that in verse 37, where it says, "And there arose a great storm," and the fact of the matter is, storms will come into our lives, and we must not think that they're a strange thing, because the Word of God teaches us that they will come. But what we want to focus on today is the power of the Savior. The power of the Savior. Draw your eyes to verses 38 and 39 of Mark chapter 4, where it says that he, that was Jesus, he was in the hinder part of the ship. He was in the back part of the ship, sound asleep on a pillow, the Bible says, while this storm was going on. Think about that. It says, "And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was great calm." Now, I've read those two verses for you twice on the program today in the 6 minutes that we've been on the air. And my question to you, as I've read those two verses, verses 38 and 39 of Mark 4, is this: have those two verses affected you at all today? You may be going through a fearful time in your life. But listen, Jesus is in the boat. Jesus is in the boat. Jesus is in your life. If you know Jesus Christ as Savior, He is in your life through the presence of the Holy Spirit, and He will never leave you. He will never fail you. He will never forsake you. And in the presence of the greatest fear is the power of the greatest Savior of all, and His name is Jesus. The point that I want us to understand today is that fear is needless when Jesus is in the boat. Now think about that. Remember, Paul said when he was writing to Timothy that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. Why? Simply because of the fact that when you and I recognize that Jesus is with us at all times, that He will never leave us nor forsake us, even in the midst of the greatest storms, and the storms will come, we don't need to fear, just depend upon the Lord. You know, being a Christian does not mean that there will be no storms. I've often heard people say that I thought when I became a Christian that life would get easy. Well, we all wish that, but that's not the case. Many Christians go through deep storms. Think of how many Christians today are being persecuted for their faith around the world. Many across the globe are being persecuted for their faith today, and yet they love the Lord, and yet they're living for the Lord. But remember, Jesus is in the boat. I want to remind you that the power of the Savior means, number one, Jesus is always present and He will take care of His own. Number two, Jesus is never surprised. When the storms of life come up, it does not surprise Jesus. My dear old friend, Dr. Al Smith, Mr. Sinspiration, used to say over and over again, nothing has ever occurred to God. Why? Because He knows all things. God doesn't wake up in the morning and say, oh my, look what's going on. No, God is the one who causes, allows, and directs all things. Nothing surprises God. Thirdly, remember that Jesus cares for us. You know, the disciples asked that question to the Lord Jesus here, and they said to Him, carest thou not that we perish? Sure, He cared for them, and He cares for you today. Whatever the storm is that you're going through, Jesus Christ cares for you. Remember that. And if you take your burden to the Lord and leave it there, He will answer your prayer. Jesus always answers our prayers. When the disciples went back and woke Jesus up, what did He do? He didn't argue with them. He didn't chide them at that point. He went ahead and calmed the storm. Then, later on, He said, why is it that you're so fearful? Don't you have faith? When the storms of life come into our lives, we need to remember that Jesus does care for us. Jesus will answer our prayers when we take the burdens of those storms to Him, and Jesus will calm the storm. But here it is, in His time. And when Jesus calms the storm in His time, He gives that peace that passes all understanding. And when Jesus says, "Peace, be still," the storm will end. Do you believe that? That's the teaching of the Word of God. And we must remember that in this world, we're going to have all sorts of tribulations. I think so many times of John chapter 14 and verse 27, where Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." In this world, yes, the tribulations are going to come. The storms are going to come, but Jesus is in the boat, if you know Him as your Savior. And that's why the Word of God says, as the Apostle Paul expresses it in the book of Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13, you remember this, he says, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." So there is the presence of the storm. It's going to be there. But the power of the Savior is that which, number one, gets us through the storm, and secondly, will bring the storm to end in His time, which means peace, ultimate peace, perfect peace, because it comes through the Lord. So in the storm that you're facing right now, you can have the peace of knowing that God will take care of you. And then in His time, in His way, the storm will come to an end. And when it does, it'll be for your good and His glory. Well, tomorrow, the Lord willing, we'll continue our study on this concept of faith over fear. So I trust that you'll be by the radio then. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is the Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.